This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He has said if you're here illegally, you better be looking over your shoulder. Now Tom Homan will be the border czar.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Tom Homan as the border czar in Trump's incoming administration. Homan served as acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director in Trump's previous administration. Trump has pledged to launch the largest deportation operation in U.S. history. He wrote on his Truth Social site on Sunday that in addition to Homan's overseeing the southern and northern borders and maritime and aviation security, he'll be in charge of, quote, all deportation of illegal aliens back to the country of origin, end quote. In an interview on Fox News Channel, Homan said the military would not be rounding up and arresting people in the U.S. illegally, but that ICE would move to implement Trump's plans in a, quote, humane manner, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
Now to those wildfires on both coasts. Wildfire in New York and New Jersey killed a parks employee. A wildfire in Ventura County, California, that's forced thousands of residents out of their homes, has destroyed more than 130 structures. President Biden goes to Arlington National Cemetery on this Veterans Day. The AP's Jennifer King.
Fulfilling a duty for the last time as president, Joe Biden participates in a wreath-laying ceremony today at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He'll be alongside Vice President Kamala Harris in their first public appearance together since the election. The event, open to the public, includes music from the United States Marine Band and the U.S. Navy Band Sea Chanters. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN climate talks began this morning in Azerbaijan. Earlier this month, Copernicus, the climate service, warned this may be the hottest year ever in human civilization. Those gas prices keep dropping. Gas is $3.08 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. The Army is taking more steps to get future soldiers ready for duty. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Army is hoping to boost enrollment this year and offering classes to help recruits. 2 years ago, with dismal enrollment numbers, the Army began a program called the Future Soldier Prep Course. It provides additional instructions, classroom education, and physical training to help recruits who couldn't reach the standards needed to get through basic training. More than 31,000 trainees have now gone through the program. The Army says that helped it meet this past year's recruiting goal of 55,000. Now they're aiming for 61,000 new troops for next year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bobby Allison, a NASCAR Hall of Famer, died over the weekend. He was 86. He died at home in North Carolina. His health had been declining for years. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.